Jacob, the day after the game last night, how much do you really put into a rare loss on home ice last night, moving forward now to the final game of the homestand tomorrow?
I take a couple pieces from it. I don't think we're dwelling on it too much. Move on. They played a good game. We didn't play our best game. They won. Move on to the next one.
So what are some of the areas that you'd like to see better tomorrow?
I don't know. I mean, they were hard on the forecheck. We didn't have a lot of time to make a lot of plays. So moving that puck up the ice for the defenseman quicker, I guess, out of the zone, making the short little plays to get through the neutral zone, out of our zone a little smoother, I think would be nice.
I know we kind of talk about it a little bit. Kind of feels dog day-ish a little bit, where you kind of know where you are and you've got the opposition that are fighting for their playoff lives right now. Do you notice that little bit of a different intensity on the ice here right now?
Yeah, I think we've been in both spots. I'd be lying if I said it's not different. I think as a team, as players, we need to match that intensity, because pretty soon, though, that's what we're going to be in, especially from here on forward. It's they're high intensity games. And you got to prepare yourself to be ready for what's coming. So I think we got to get up to that level.
Power play has been such a good effective weapon for you guys most of this season. Is there anything you can put your finger on in the last half dozen games or so that why it's maybe gone a little bit cold here?
No, not really. We had a couple good shots yesterday, some good looks with traffic. I don't know. It's one of those things that sometimes it's hot for five games. Sometimes it cools down for a couple games. But you just got to stay confident and consistent in what you do. And just know that there's going to be ups and downs. There's ups and downs and everything. It's nothing to panic over.
What parts of your game from last Saturday in Ottawa did you like, Jacob, that you will take into the game tomorrow against the Senators?
I think our offensive zone was pretty good. Our forwards got moving down low, and we got some pucks to the net. I think pucks on that with traffic is what's gonna beat them, I guess. They got some really high skilled forwards, and when you play that transition game, it's a dangerous one to play with them.